in the name of Jesus. We can take no credit for the things of God. He alone, you know, has made everything. Even he made us, mankind. You know, after the fullness and of him, that's how he made us. In his own image and in his own likeness. That's how he made us. And after the fall of Adam and Eve, God sent Jesus, his only begotten son, to die in our place. We was bought for a price. That price was paid by the death of Jesus Christ. He was made a ransom for our sins. Saints of God, we should be still thanking him and thanking him all day long, every day long. As much time as we have, we should be thanking him for what he done for us. When we take up the mantle as ministers of the gospel, we have the highest calling and responsibilities that you can have on this earth. I'm going to repeat that. When we take up the mantle of ministers of the gospel, we have the highest calling and responsibilities that we could ever have on the face of this earth. And we need to respect it as such. We need to treat it as such. In the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 4:1, Paul addresses this issue somewhat, and he says that, let a man so account of us as of ministers of Christ. See, think of us as ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Now let's look at it as the S in the ESV translation of the Bible. The same scripture, it says, this is how one should regard us. As servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. And we all know what a steward is, and we know what the mysteries of God is. And just for those that don't know, stewards manage and they look after other people's property. We are the property of God. So as ministers of the gospel, we look after God's property. And don't think that's a sloppy job. You have to do an excellent job, or you're going to be held accountable for that. You know? And that's who the ministers are, you know, no more or no less. They are people, they're stewards, they're managers, and they look after the property of God. That's who they are. So saints of God, don't think that they're God. They're just serving God, just like we serve God. The church and the church body, all of us belong to God. Most Christians, you know, in general, They think of their pastors as spiritual leaders, men and women of God, holy and set apart for the service of God. And that's the way they're supposed to look at them. So when the preachers and the pastors and the teachers, they set themselves up in opposition against the word of God, their congregation follows them. The people is just going to follow because most of them don't know the difference. Some of them might know the difference, but most of them will not know the difference. They won't know the difference. So, saints of God, we have to realize that we're in a leadership position. That's what we are. And people are going to follow leadership. They're going to follow the leaders. You know, they're the ones that look after them. They're the ones that tell them how to serve God. When they don't know and don't read for themselves, they tell them how to serve God. They look for the directions and all the guidance from these people. Believe it or not, I want you to hear this. Believe it or not, a lot of church folks are more pastor saved than they are God saved. Meaning this, you know, they will adhere more quickly or more readily, you know, in the belief of what the pastors are saying to them than what God has stipulated in his own word. And that's why ministers of the gospel must never take any position, political or spiritual, if it's not founded in the Bible. Folks look at God. We have to look at God. You know, God is the founder and the sole creator and owner and ruler and regulator of everything in heaven and in earth, under the earth, in the sea. And he controls the heavens, through Jesus Christ. Oh, and did I tell you that there is a hell that's set up for these lawless, sinful sinners, even preachers that's propagating the gospel and not doing it in the right way. Oh, it's a place center for those. And of those who are atheists, folks that thumb their nose up at God and say, well, you know, there is no God. I'm not afraid of going to hell. I tell you, the story of this rich man and the poor man, the parable is found in Luke 16 and 19, 19 through 21. And this is the story. And it's still relevant today. I won't read it all, but this is the story. If you look at Luke 16, 19 to 31, this is the story. And we're bringing you this story because it's still relevant for today. And you know, and it's appropriate for the current times that we're in right now. Somehow, the church leadership have gotten away from what's necessary for the body of Christ to make it into heaven. You know, and we know we have to have the word of God. We have to be taught right. We have to live right. We have to walk right. And we have to do it all by faith. And if we don't, we won't make it into heaven. You know, they steer away from the advice or information from God that's in his word. That's crucial. It's crucial in the situations of sin, which are still sending people to eternal damnation and eternal hell. The word of God is still crucial for that. We have to make sure that we're teaching and preaching everything that God has set up in his word so that his people can have eternal life. And if we don't do that, we will be judged by God. Thanks to God, let's not be deceived. As ministers, our job, the church's job, is to speak the word of truth to the people. I mean, not just the pastors now, I'm talking about everybody. It's our job, the whole church's job, to teach and preach the word of God to the people so they will have eternal life with God rather than with Satan. We are to teach and to preach the unadulterated word of God, because we are ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, where we teach and preach and adhere, you know, to everything that God has given us. We believe in it. We follow it. We follow all the practices that's in the Bible. Everything that Jesus taught us and that came through the disciples also, this is what we must do in the name of Jesus. If we expect to get these people saved and get them going to heaven, that's what we're going to have to do. You know, we can't just go our own way and push our own ideas. Our ways and our opinions might be good for the world, but they're not good for the church. You know, he will have nothing but the truth as his son Jesus has laid out for this church to follow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad that he did it that way, so that none of us could claim, well, I didn't know. You did it for a Moses group this way. You did it for Joshua's group this way. And no, everything that God did was laid out from the foundation of the world. And it's still going to last from generation to generation. It's that same word. Proverbs 4 and 20 says, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ears unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Remember, the main point that we're making is the word of God. How precious that word of God is, and how we must teach and preach the word of God. This is why I'm talking about this lesson. This is why this lesson come about, because we know that people need to know the word of God. If you know the word of God, you'll be less apt to sin or to follow people that's going against the word of God. All the word of good, he said, God is truth, is spirit, and is life. And that's what we should be following. We are stewards of the mysteries of God. We have the job of supervising are taking care of the word of God. I just read Proverbs 4:20, and he say we have to attend to the word of God. Attend means to take care of it. So we're stewards of the mysteries of God. We have the job of supervising or taking care of the word of God. How does it look, you know, when we don't adhere to the rules and regulations of God? How is that going to look? That look, you know, and it's just like, you know, saints of God, it's just like any other organization. The church is just like any other organization. You know, when they disregard their rules and their regulations, their policies of the company, you are demoted or you're fired. And wonder why is this? Well, because from a business sense, it's costly. You cause the company to lose clients, to lose money, and to lose credibility. Well, God's church, oh my goodness, is much more than any company or any organization. And we need to realize that. We cannot treat God and the things of God as just like we do the things on this earth and the things in this world. It won't work like that. God is high above. He's creator of all. He is in all, through all, and for us all. So it's no company can claim that. You know, he's above any business, in any company or any business, you know, that's in operation today. And anyone that will ever come to be in operation, any company, a business that will ever come to be in operation, God is set way high above all that. You know, if Jesus tarry, he's coming. You know, we're going to have to live and do everything that God has told us to do. We're going to have to live according to the word of God. And if God tarry his coming, you know, we still gonna have to live this. No matter how long, how many generations go on, we still gonna have to live the same way. God's word is not gonna change. God is not gonna change. And Jesus is not gonna change. The Bible says he's the same today, yesterday, and forever. You know? So, you know, we just have to realize that it's set that we have to do the things that God has called us to do. And we can't do it our way. It has to be God's way. Amen? Amen. When we renege on the work of our stewardship, you know, the work of our stewardship, you know, we set the church up for failure. And when I told you what stewardship is, that we're ministers, preachers of the gospels, and teachers of the gospel, and our job is to teach and preach the word of God. You know, that's what God has called us to do, to be stewards over his word, to take care of his word, to minister the word of God with care. And when we renege on our promises to do that, we set the church up for failure. Simply put, we set the church up to fail. You know, when we go against the word of God and we preach anything other than the word of God, we put people that we're over. We put their lives in peril.
So this is what we like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree
you died to save man.
The
This is KAYT. Gina Alexander.